From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is asking Congress to give him the authority to consolidate agencies to cut costs. The president has not made that kind of request since Ronald Reagan was in office.
We live in a 21st century economy, but we've still got a government organized for the 20th century. Our economy has fundamentally changed, as has the world, but our government, our agencies have not.
Mr. Obama's first step would be to merge trade and commerce. Speaking of, the U.S. trade gap has widened for the first time in 5 months. The Commerce Department says the deficit hit $47.8 billion in November. Exports fell and imports were higher, driven by greater demand for oil and foreign-made cars. The U.S. is exchanging ambassadors with Myanmar as the country, also known as Burma, seeks relief from economic sanctions. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton applauded Myanmar's decision to release hundreds of detainees, including some of the country's most prominent political prisoners.
The United States will meet action with action. Based on the steps taken so far, we will now begin.
Clinton visited Myanmar in December. Mitt Romney is firing back. The frontrunner for the GOP's presidential nomination is rolling out television ads in South Carolina to counter attacks that his private equity firm Bain Capital cost workers their jobs. The ad says under Romney's stewardship, Bain launched or created hundreds of companies that in turn generated thousands of jobs. Looking to halt Romney's momentum in South Carolina, rivals Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry especially ratcheted up their attacks on Romney and Bain Capital in recent days. Well, more than 150 social conservatives are gathering at a Texas ranch. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports they will spend the next 2 days considering the field of GOP presidential candidates.
The leaders include James Dobson, formerly of Focus on the Family, and Tony Perkins at the Family Research Council. The idea is simple, says Richard Land at the Southern Baptist Convention.
Let's try to see if as early as possible we can unite behind one candidate and see if that one social conservative can become competitive.
The top contenders for the leader's blessing are Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Perry. But Land and others doubt the group will settle on anyone, since many are committed to candidates already. The group may wait to see whom voters choose in South Carolina and Florida, and by then it may be too late to stop Mitt Romney. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
J.P. Morgan Chase is posting lower earnings. That plus a threat of more downgrades in European debt sent stocks falling in early trading. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 102 points at 12,369. This is NPR. The snowpack across much of the western U.S. is barely half its average depth for this time of year. From Denver, Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC says this is having noticeably adverse economic effects, including on Colorado's $3 billion a year ski industry.
Ski resorts from Colorado to California are attributing a sharp drop in skier visits to the dismal snow. Many are operating with less than a third of their terrain open, which is depressing, says skier Helene Storch.
Yeah, I have a ski pass, and I'm not going to any ski areas yet, because if you can't ski bumps, why ski?
The below-average snowpack is also a concern for water utilities. A healthy snowmelt come spring fills reservoirs that support millions of Westerners and thousands of farms. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.
The Associated Press is reporting three people dead in a shooting at a lumber company in North Carolina today. Two others, including the alleged gunman, are reported to be injured. A Peruvian court convened to sentence Joran van der Sloot for the 2010 murder of a young woman that he met at a Lima casino. Prosecutors have asked for a 30-year sentence for first-degree murder and theft in the killing of Stephanie Flores. She died 5 years to the day after the unsolved disappearance of U.S. teen Natalie Holloway on the Caribbean island of Aruba. At last check, we're seeing U.S. stocks losing ground with the Dow falling 97 points at 12,375. NASDAQ also down 20 points, or more than half a percent at 2,705. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.